the news. The Gorno-Badakhshan Autonomous Oblast, GBAO, of eastern Tajikistan, is a geopolitical treasure tethered to exterior interests, namely the authoritarian central Tajik government in Dushanbe, Chinese economic and military interests, and Russia, which historically frames the Pamirs as a part of its geopolitical backyard. In August 2021, the river community in Ruzvat, high up in the Pamir Mountains between Tajikistan and northeastern Afghanistan, had to deal with the Taliban movement's seizure of political power that shook the ground on both sides of the river. In GBAO, people have learned to decipher the geopolitical gales sweeping over the Pamir Mountains. The Panj River embodied the frontier during the Soviet-Afghan War and was a stronghold for the Afghan Northern Alliance. Since the independence of Tajikistan, the Pamirs have remained a stronghold for various movements, and above all, an identity that challenged the hegemonic Tajik nationalism bred by authoritarian President Emomali Rahmon in faraway Dushanbe, Tajikistan's capital. The Tajik government's latest crackdown is part of a pattern, where Dushanbe continues to target opposition forces and local authorities by aggressive means, often under the guise of combating terrorism. Eastward, in Xinjiang, Chinese authorities have increased their military presence along the Tajik border, raising concerns among some in Moscow about a decreasing strategic Russian foothold on the roof of the world.